Bill from Shots, Chili's, Basil, and Kiwan.
The Ministry of Transmigration is designating Natuna and Marauke as a pilot areas for its local transmigration program, aiming to develop border and outer regions through community-based relocation initiatives. In Natuna, the Ministry holds management rights over 30,000 hectares of land with potential for coconut plantations. While Marauke Cellar area will focus exclusively on relocating local residents, supported by the Transmigration Petra program to empower youth leaders, additional pilot sites include Barelerang and Anambas in the west, and Polewali Mandar in West Sulawesi, which is attracting investors interested in developing a downstream cocoa industry. Minister of Housing and Settlements, Marauke CI, has called on members of the Indonesian Association of Housing and Settlement Developers to maintain integrity and avoid deceiving the public in subsidized housing projects. Speaking at an APRC event in Jakarta, he emphasized the need for strict interval verification, rewarding reputable developers and expelling those who harm the public. Ara highlighted concerns about individuals repeatedly changing business identities and to evade responsibility, stating that law enforcement agencies are aware of such practices. And that was the news.
Which is around 20,000 rupees to 25,000 rupees per portion. In addition to this, this month you can also enjoy
forget to tune into our online streaming at voinews.id. Shortwave in 332 South kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in NRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so stay tuned with us, loyal listener, because we will always be here for you, not like the exes that left us before. Just like a song from Afghan featuring Sona One with X.
Oh, each are rice roller and glutinous rice roller. To make a gumpo planet, we have to soak rice roller first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gumpo as rice meatball, because it is round, made of rice, and eats white color. According to the story, gumpo comes from the word gimpo, because it uses the fingers. Sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of ice gumbo planet, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It's quite affordable, isn't it?
We'll be right back.
Many people may know Andy for Lake Oniwoto, the three-hour lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Andy has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village, which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Andy, namely, Woniwoto Village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Andy, passing through semi-hot mixed road, along the coast of Nalanesa, with waves and sparkling black sand, which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Woniwoto Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampong. We trace rising paths and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampong, we should meet Bernardo's Bay to ask permission. He is Mozalaki, or custom leaders, in Woniwoto Village. He is precisely called Mozalaki because Sawo, who plays the key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuwapu'u, or the original kampong, where Sawo Ria, or big houses, are situated. There are two Sawo Ria in the village, namely Sawo Atalaki and Sawo Sui. They are wooden stone towers with umbria as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement, which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
This house is already for the fourth generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of Kosovo people. It symbolizes working together and unity. The house was built with a ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sawo Ria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sawo Atalaki, to explore parts of the house. Sawo Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, has three rooms, with each name and function. They are Wajabu Uria, Wajalu, and Wajatenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, ada Buria Wajalulu, yang kedua Wajatenda.
The parts inside the house, they are Wajabu Uria, Wajalulu, and Wajatenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child, because Bu itself means golden. But then there is a place to keep the answers of the hesitating objects. There's also a place for Mozalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there's a place for Mishwara, or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same, both in the left and the right side. Is when construction workers clear the location, both in the kampong and in the forest. They receive good food and four directions to stay away from bad luck and hot potatoes. They give rain to the ruler of the forest before the woods. The animal is given as a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do Tenda Sao ceremony. The all-night long ceremony features Pandak and Gami dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put Leke Pera, house pole, with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. Which will hold back any kind of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including raiding or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
There are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and subtracting are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for the house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dance, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again, giving offerings in four directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Mio, Okemuku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kedatanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Mozalaki in Woniwoto Village. Kedatanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumase. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Woniwoto Village, besides that stone's graves, which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedatanga. The graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Mozalaki.
Kedatanga, Roma, Tempat Tujuh Berhala, oleh seluruh para Mozalaki.
Kedatanga is a place where Mozalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. Within the circle, there's a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. The public offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky, and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Mozalaki in the temple center called Usenwa in Hiyo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Mozalaki do Pandak and Gami dance, accompanied with Ngoa Lamba traditional music, to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Sawo Ria. That's the culture and tradition in Woniwoto traditional. traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies, which are still maintained. A village with megalithic sites, which are still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia. is on 244 Hatteras Island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradient colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Sulawesi and Sound Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which over and under see amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. Water off the beach. With a snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Later,